The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Chilly start to this Tuesday morning, December 3rd. Average temperature is about 45 degrees if you look throughout the area. Highs today of about 60 degrees. That's going to be later on this afternoon. 68 tomorrow, 66 Thursday, and then got a chance for showers tomorrow and Thursday. Friday highs of only 54, 62 Saturday, and it warms a little bit by Sunday. Tyler Bridges joins us right now, who is our friend, staff writer with Times Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books, Five Laterals and a Trombone, among them, about the ending of the Cal-Stanford game. And you would think, how can you write a book about one play? But I'll be doggone if Tyler didn't do it. You can get all these at tylerbridges.com. The Flight, A Father's War, A Son's Search, Long Shot, which he co-wrote with Jeremy Alford about John Bell Edwards' win, and The Rise and Fall of David Duke, the definitive, really, biography of David Duke. I like reading your stuff, Tyler, and I'm a fan. How you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Tommy.
Let's talk about the special session. I don't know how you want to present it. If you want to start with what it was billed to do and what it actually did, or the machinery behind it with Jeff Landry. Let's start with the machinery behind it. Let's talk about from the time it gaveled in, November the 19th, I think it was.
They gaveled in on November 6th, which was the day after
right.
the election.
Yes. So let's talk about that, if you will. Tyler, take us from that moment to what the governor wanted to do and the maneuvering that went on behind the scenes to get what he did finally get. And then we'll talk about what it accomplished.
Yeah, I think the first thing to say about Jeff Landry is he's not a guy just trying to nibble around the edges. He's really trying to make transformative changes to Louisiana, whether you like them or not. So on November 6th, he gave a speech to the joint legislative session that began this special session that he called on taxes, and his plan was to end the graduated individual income tax with a flat tax rate of 3%, to eliminate what's called the corporate franchise tax, which is a tax on the net worth of companies that are big companies, also flatten out the corporate income tax, and he said he would offset the individual income tax cuts for the wealthy by tripling the standard deduction for individual filers. And he had to find a way to pay for all this because all of this would cost well over $1 billion. And in Louisiana, the state has to balance the budget every year. It's not like the federal government where you can print money. So he would offset that by raising sales taxes. And the governor has a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate, and that's the number of votes or the margin that's needed to pass tax legislation. And then the House eagerly passed the income tax cuts, but when it came to the sales tax increase, it barely got through the House, which indicated to the governor that he was going to need the support of Democrats and to offset some Republicans who might vote against it. So that was the challenge that Governor Landry and also Cameron Henry, the Senate president, a Republican, that they faced when the bill passed from over the House over to the Senate side.
So when it comes to what the governor said it was going to do, his tax reform plan was going to do, and when you look at the tail of the tape at the end, what kind of compromises were made and how did it change from when it first? And look, that's part of the political process, right? I'm not trying to be negative about this or anything. You never get everything you want. Talk about, if you will, Tyler, where it started and where it ended up.
So on the individual income tax, he got what he wanted, which he's everybody is going to now pay. Individuals will pay a flat 3% on their individual income tax on taxes. And again, there will be a tripling of the standard deduction to offset those taxes. And corporate tax, corporate income taxes will be the top rate has been 7.5%. Will go down to 5.5%. So he mostly got what he wanted there. Now the governor wanted to renew a temporary sales tax at 4.45%. The House said, no, that's too high. Let's go down to 4%. And because the House and the Senate refused to go along with the taxing of services, the governor had to make up the money somehow to be able to pay for the individual income tax cuts. And he did that with the Senate and then the House going along that sales taxes will be higher instead of a state sales tax of 4% or 4.5%. It's now going to be 5%. Louisiana already had the highest combined local and state sales tax in the country, and now it will be even higher. Maybe people don't realize this, but when you pay sales taxes, you pay both local sales taxes and state sales taxes. And Louisiana has very high local sales taxes to offset the low property taxes that the state has. So the governor wanted to have this big tax cut of individual income taxes. He had to pay for it for somehow. Legislators wouldn't go along with raising a lot of money by taxing services like lawn care, people getting tattoos, car wash, things like that. So then the offset was to raise, the sales tax even higher in the state. So it's a tax swap from income taxes to sales taxes, and sales taxes, as you know, Tommy, are regressive, meaning that the poor pay a higher percentage of their income in sales taxes than the wealthy. So under the governor's plan, according to the analysis that I reported in a long story I wrote in Sunday's newspaper, people who are wealthy will get a big tax cut, and people at the lowest 20% income bracket will actually pay slightly more under the governor's plan.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because I want to talk about it's a moving target, right, about what the tax foundation and where Louisiana is going to rank and is going to make it more business friendly. My initial concern, Tyler, going into this was, you know, as soon as you start to eliminate carve-outs and special exemptions, those that are getting the carve-outs and the special exemptions, well, they got them because they had some political power to begin with or some influence, and they're not going to be happy about them going away. And do you wind up with a even more complex system or maybe not? Don't just shift some things over and you move some special interest around and you don't really do away with them? We'll talk about all that when we come back. Tyler Bridges wrote the story. Jeff Landry's tax package was in jeopardy. Here's how he and Cameron saved it. Cameron Henry saved it. It's a great read. It's not going to take you that long, and it'll explain to you everything that's going on. Very well written. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Tyler Bridges. You can get his books at tylerbridges.com. Be a nice Christmas gift, actually, a signed copy of some of these books. Staff writer at Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of those books I was telling you about. And if you're a political junkie, man, I'm telling you, it's good reading. Let's talk about the way it turned out with what was in the plan going in, Tyler, and I was talking about special exemptions and carve-outs. Did anything really change, or did stuff just get moved around?
No, that's a great question, Tommy. Some things did happen. I think that the tax reformers would say for the better by eliminating some tax exemptions. But the starting point is that Louisiana has a huge number of tax carve-outs and tax exemptions that special interests have gotten that are in the tax code. And what happens is when you give money away like that, then you have to raise rates to make up make up for the lost revenue. So that's why Louisiana has had higher sales tax rate and also individual and corporate income tax rates because of all the tax breaks that are given. So what Governor Landry with Secretary of Revenue Richard Nelson wanted to do was to lower rates, and to do that by eliminating tax breaks. And indeed, that happened in some areas. For example, companies that have been receiving something called the inventory tax credit, they're going to lose that. And also there's some other changes that were made, some other various tax exemptions be changed. The two big ones that the governor and Secretary Nelson wanted to eliminate are the tax break that go to movie producers and also to developers of historic buildings. Now, each industry says they are the greatest thing since sliced bread. There's a lot of jobs that are created under those two programs, but independent studies show that they're a very inefficient way use of government spending that costs the taxpayers a lot more to create those jobs and have that investment. But those each one of those industries, the film producers and the historic property tax credit people, they have very strong lobbies, and so they will. Those two industries will continue to get the tax breaks, although at a lower amount than what they've been receiving.
So, when it comes to the governor saying that it's going to keep people from leaving, it's going to make Louisiana more business friendly, and even quoted an organization, the Tax Foundation. What did they say about the results of the special session?
The government's basic argument, Tommy, is that for Louisiana to grow at the rate of other states in the South, the state needs to lower income taxes and even move towards eliminating the individual income tax, which is the situation in Florida and also in Texas. But to do that, again, you got to raise the money elsewhere. And the governor's argument is if we can raise taxes, reduce taxes, particularly on the wealthy and in big companies, that they're going to invest money and everybody's boat will rise. Now, as I pointed out in the story I wrote Sunday, median family income, which is a good way to see how the state is doing under John Bel Edwards, actually grew at the same rate as the country over the last 8 years. Where the state has not done well, did not do well under John Bel Edwards, was the state lost population. The state was growing, creating jobs under John Bel Edwards. Now, the Governor Landry says, hey, I've got a better plan, cut taxes, particularly that will benefit the wealthy. Now, there's an entity in Washington called the Tax Foundation, and they have something called the State Tax Business Climate. And until now, Louisiana has had the 40th out of, you know, the 40th out of 50 in the country under this tax climate. And the governor said, hey, if you pass my plan, legislature will go up to 8, which would be, you know, a great thing. It will make Louisiana seem like a great place to invest. Well, after it went through the legislative process and they kept the various tax breaks, including the tax breaks for the film producers and the developers of historic properties, Louisiana is now going to 26. So has been 40th, could have gone as high as 8th under this ranking if the legislature had passed the governor's full plan. Instead, it's number 26. But the governor's going to call this a win and say that people are going to invest in the state and create jobs, and the state's heading in the right direction.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate your time. As always, minute late. Time for WWL First News.